When I came out to my mom that I was transgender, I think I was 13 or 14, and she called the police. And I always remember that when the police showed up, they just laughed and told her, "You got a fag for a son, and there's nothing we can do about it." So I went as macho as I could be, to mask what I really was underneath. And by that time, I had become a member of a gang. People just didn't mess with me, because they knew they had a fight on their hands. When I look back at it, it was almost schizophrenic because I would be wearing combat boots and blue jeans and a leather jacket, but underneath I would have like stockings and a bra. And so I remember it as a very dark period. I mean, I really didn't believe that anybody could love somebody like me.
I remember as a little girl that you would say these things like, "Well, I know that I'm not loved." I just remember growing up like, "Daddy, I love you." It was just such an important thing for me to express to you how much you mattered. And it was a big to-do. I discovered some female clothes. It was sort of, my uncovering the secret.
You asked me why, and I think if I had tried to cover it up, a lot of trust would have been lost between us.
It was like freedom because now I could talk to you freely about being a girl, and you're the one who taught me to put on makeup.
I was really torn between being a female role model and a dad. And so I'd said to myself, okay, well, be the best parent, whatever it takes, however I do it. You have to look out for your baby. But one of the most difficult things for me was I was always afraid that I wouldn't be allowed to be in my granddaughter's lives. And you blew that completely out of the water, you and your husband. One of the fruits of that is, my relationship with my granddaughters, they fight with each other sometimes over whether I'm he or she,
But they're free to talk about
They're
it.
free to talk about it, but that to me is a miracle.
You don't have to apologize. You don't have to tiptoe. We're not going to cut you off. And that is something I've always wanted you to, just know that you're loved.
I live this every day now. I walk down the streets as a woman, and I really am at peace with who I am. I mean, I wish I had a softer voice, maybe, but now I walk in love, and I try to live that way every day.